Blog Talk Radio.
You know there's more to this world than what you're told. Paranormal phenomenon, supernatural forces, government conspiracies, alien visitors. Step out of the world you see, open up your mind, and get ready for another round of strange at the Supernatural Radio Show with Corrine DeWinter and Nino Del Padre. Brought to you by PurplePlates.com for harmony, healing, and living energy products for a greater quality of life. Listen up, world. Here's Corrine and Nino.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us tonight at Supernatural Radio. Excuse me. I am your host, Corrine, and once again, Nino is not with me. But we have a very special treat tonight. We have Stan Kestrel. Stan does animal card readings, and also, it's not just animal card readings solely. He also mixes some other cards in to pull for the person asking for a reading as well. And it's pretty cool. Hey, Christy. And thanks for being here, Christy. And thanks for being here, Marguerite. And Nature's Healing Spirit, hello, and thank you. And Gabby, hello. And so we're going to bring Stan on, and we're going to find out exactly what this nature boy is all about. Stan, you're the nature boy.
I'm unmuted. Yay. Hi, Corrine. How are you doing tonight?
I'm okay. How are you doing, Stan?
I'm doing pretty well. Yeah, in between snowstorms, but we're doing pretty well.
Oh, I know. The snow has been just awful, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But, well, that's one thing with the animals, too. They got to put up with it, so I guess we do, too, right?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I know, the poor animals. I keep getting a buck out here, and I try to get apples to feed him, so he keeps coming back, and I'm not sure why he's coming here, but, well, because my apples, but I mean, but I'm not sure, like, you know, it's kind of cool, though. I love to see him, you know?
He still has his antlers?
Yes, yes. And that's what I was wondering, Stan. When do they lose their antlers?
Sometimes they drop them early, even like in November, December. But other times I've seen them, you know, this time of the winter. But it's getting kind of late for him to still have his antlers.
Well, see, Stan, I was wondering, because listen, when they lose their antlers, what does it look like on their head? Because it looks like the same one is coming back, but without any antlers. So could it be the same
one?
Well,
it might be. You might be able to see a little a knob, you know, where the antlers were, and that would sort of like grow over a little bit, and then next year they'll grow their antlers back in again.
Okay. You know what, Stan? I think that is what has happened, because I see little knobs on the head, and it's a huge deer. It's a huge deer. I don't know. But does can be just as big as bucks?
Well, they can be, but sometimes the first-year bucks will have little knobs, too, that you can barely see, but that would normally be in the fall, you know. You can see them if they survive the winter, you know, there'll be little knobs on their heads, too. But if it's a bigger deer, it's probably lost its antlers, and you see that little knob.
Wow. Okay, cool. Yeah, good thing you said something, because I was like, oh, it's a different one, but it probably is not. So, Stan, how did you get in? You know, I've seen some of your fantastic photographs of the animals that, you know, that you've photographed. How did you get into this whole, you know, I know you used to own a Native American store. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah, I did that too, right.
How did you first get, you know, why did you get into the animal kingdom?
Okay, well, when I was small, very young, times were different. You know, we would be gone into the woods all day long. myself sometimes, sometimes with other kids. And parents knew where we were most of the time. And we would walk around the woods, walk around the streams, you know. And that was our playground. You know, we did have playgrounds around, too. We played sports and things like that. But nature provided a playground for us. And it was very close. You know, I could walk a couple hundred yards and be in the woods, you know, from my home. So it was very easy for us to get involved. And we just would spend so much time out there. And the animals we found would come around us more often. For example, if we didn't make much noise, you know, you sat still and more animals would come around you. You had to show a little patience, and the more patience you showed, the, of course, more animals came around. And as time developed, I started to almost like my dream. You know, I could call it like a dream state of started almost like talking to the animals and having them come closer and closer. Then at other times I would imagine myself, and this is, we got into this a little bit with someone might call it shape-shifting, but to me I would sort of feel myself in the animal but look through the animal's eyes at things. And I've learned from some Native American friends of mine that you see so much through the animal's eyes.
Wow!
So what I used to do would once I grew a little bit older, I would go home and write what I saw, write down in a tablet or something what I saw that day through that animal. And I did that for a long time. I would sit in the woods, you know, any chance I got, or along the stream, and see squirrels or birds or deer, and sort of felt what they felt, saw what they saw, and communicated with them in that way, you know?
Right. That's so neat. Do you still have that journal that you wrote
no.
that
in? Well, what happened... Yes, what happened, what I started to see was very disturbing to me. And I really felt bad. I mean, you would see pollution, you know, you would see people dumping their trash out in the woods on a fire trail or something. You would see sometimes going out there with four-wheelers or something like that later on, you know, not so much when I was a child, but later on, you would see that, then people tearing up the woods.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't. You know what I mean? If you have something like that, you should sort of stay on the trails that they do designate for vehicles like that and have your fun that way. But people just... thought that they lived in the woods when here it was the animal's home.
Right, right.
You know, and then there was the other people that would move, like up in the Poconos here in Pennsylvania where I live, there was a lot of people moving to our area from New York, New Jersey, that they
right.
worked in big cities. And they would come out here and build homes, and they wanted to be close to nature, but then when nature became close to them, they would complain.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? They didn't want the deer eating their flowers. They didn't want the bears coming and tearing down their bird feeders. You know.
Yeah,
so
right.
You moved into their home, and expect them to behave, but they're animals. People don't realize, you know, what they're getting into sometimes. I mean,
no,
this isn't everyone. There are most
no,
people
I
are pretty good
I,
about that.
I see that a lot around here as well, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. we have, obviously, I live adjacent to a forest, and there's poachers here. And one year, one of my bucks got killed by a poacher, and I was livid. I was livid.
Yeah.
It's horrible. I mean, your respect, Stan, obviously you have a great respect for nature, And we should all have that respect because, you know, we are what surrounds us. We, you know, like just like you saw the world through the eyes of the animals, they have every right to be here and to roam and to be fed and to just have a home. And it's just, you know, human population, you know?
Well, and right. And everything has to be kept in order, too. You know, the populations of animals, especially like deer, they can multiply so quickly if they're in an area where there's not enough feed for them. I've seen them in winter like we're having this year. If I would head up to Pike County where I had my cabin, there's no doubt I would find animals that starved because they didn't have enough feed.
Right.
You know, so it's a balance. We have to balance ourselves with nature. But I've done a lot of unusual things, and I've worked with the Game Commission a little bit. I've actually, one of my greatest thrills was holding a little bear cub at one point. We were out on a field trip, and they would go and weigh the bears in the den, like they would know where the dens were with radio callers. And one time they were in my area up there, and I was lucky enough to go with them, and they would weigh the little bears, and I was able to hold one for a couple seconds. That was
that's neat. That is so neat.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things, you know, but with nature it's all balance. Everything has to be in balance. The animals have to have food, and if there's too many animals in a certain area, that's what will happen. They will starve in a bad winter like that. And same thing with humans. Humans overbound their boundaries, you know, and take over some of the animal spots so there's less room for the animals, you know.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I take it the kestrel is your favorite bird?
Yeah, kestrel is one of my totem animals. He's a little warrior falcon, and I just love him. He's so colorful, and he's so quick, and he darts around when he flies, you know.
I've never seen one in person, Stan.
Oh, really? They're stay around the woods. They feed mostly on, they're great mousers. They hunt mice mostly, and they're very quick. They're a little falcon. People think, they used to call them sparrow hawks at one point, I think, but now they're kestrels, American kestrels.
Okay,
and they're very colorful. The males especially are very colorful. They're not very big, but they're interesting. And so.
Yeah, no, they are they're very pretty. I know that. There are lots of hawks here where I live, and
right.
But I think the most common is, of course, the red tail. Probably, in your area, that's probably what it is, too. I'm not sure, but I just love seeing the owls, too. And you know, I've seen a bunch of different kind of owls, but I've never seen the snowy owl, which I think we have here sometimes. Do you guys get the snowy owl?
They do come around. Yeah, they do come around. I've seen a couple, not too. Owls are, of course, nocturnal, so you don't see them that often. I've seen a couple of the big snowy owls at times. There's videos. You can. There's owls in different places where you can actually. They have the cameras in the owl boxes, and you can watch the little baby owls and everything. And the parents would bring in. You know, supper for them and things like that, and you see them grow. I was watching one about a year ago, and you can follow right along with the birth of the little baby owls and see them grow up. That's kind of neat.
That's neat. Yeah, definitely neat. Yeah, that's cool. So how did you get, you know, was it just because you got into nature that you were led toward the Native American traditions, or how is that? How does that fit into your...
Well, there's a couple of different ways. Of course, I've always been in the woods and Native Americans. You know, I've always thought of them as, you know, being the first Americans here, and I they worked with nature. I mean, they used nature for their livelihood, you know, and everything else, but they also respected nature. And then what happened is I've always liked their tradition and everything else. And when I was working for the phone company, and I worked for a number of years, and I retired, and I retired, you know, quite young, and I wanted to do something else. So most of my family is living out in the Southwest. Most of my family are out in Arizona. I have a few relatives around here yet, but most of them are out in Arizona. And what I developed over time was I had Native American friends in, you know, the Dakotas, in Arizona, in New Mexico, and I started working with them and selling their art and their jewelry and things like that in my shop. And they would come in once in a while sometimes and bring things in for me, or if they were in the area, sometimes they would come east for powwows or something like that, or traveling. And I mostly work with Native Americans from out west. I did have some from New York State that I worked with too. And then I started getting invited to some of these ceremonies, even locally. We had an Indian village that they found. It was like a couple thousand years old near my home. And
wow.
They had a dedication ceremony there along the river, and I was invited to that. And I'm still in contact with quite a few of them, even though I closed the shop.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to ask you a strange question, perhaps. Do you think there's a Bigfoot?
Well, a lot of people say there is. I don't know for sure. I've never run across anything like that myself. The only thing that you would think, I know there's one guy that says he has one in a glass case that he got somewhere, and it's supposed to be big, but I don't know if it's real or not. You think that somebody would have shot one or something by now and had definite evidence that scientists could check into. But there might be, you know, there's a lot of territory that we don't get too often that they could hide and take care of themselves, I guess, up in the mountain areas, especially out west.
Right. Well, I happen to really believe in Bigfoot.
There you go. Okay.
Not that I've ever seen one, but I think that it's very likely whatever. They found DNA, supposedly, and skin and hair, and that's, you know, that they can't claim for any other animal.
Any animal?
So,
okay.
Yeah, so it's very interesting. But anyways, also, Stan, I wanted to ask you, I am, of course, in Massachusetts, and we have coyotes and wolves, but I think that they have bred together to make eastern coy wolves.
Coy dogs, they call them, yeah.
Coy dogs, okay. So do you guys have those there, too?
I don't know if you actually have true wolves there. You probably have the coyotes. The coyotes are very adaptable. And there's coyotes here. First, it started off as the coy dogs, what they would call. But there's true coyotes here now, and especially up in the big woods. And they're very adaptable to different areas. They'll come in to, you know, feed in town. When I was out in Arizona about 2 weeks ago, I was woke up in the middle of the night, and my sister was right in Phoenix. It's not super populated where she is, but there's, you know, streets and everything. And I got woke up at like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. There was a couple of coyotes right outside on the other side of the fence. I could hear them howling and screeching out there, you know. And they woke me up. So, and they do have a problem out there with them coming after domestic dogs, you know, that they would – they can jump over fences, and they're very athletic. But the wolves, you know, the wolves are a little bit more, I think, shyer. They're pack-oriented, and they sort of stayed in their own territories, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so the true wolves I'm talking about. They should be really, really protected, though some states are still having a problem with that, I guess.
Right.
So they're a little bit different.
Yeah, I mean, I noticed one night last winter, I looked out at about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I saw this, what looked like a wolf, and so I thought it was, you know, I just love when I see that. The other thing is, have you ever seen a mountain lion where you are?
No, I never seen one here. There's been reports of them around, but I've never seen one here.
Well, I have an exciting story about a mountain lion. One night, I was up, and mm-hmm. All my lights were off, and I came downstairs, and, all right, I have to tell you, I I had a half of a ham that was frozen in my freezer from some holiday, right? And no one wanted to eat it, so I took it home because I know this isn't the right thing to do, throwing food in the woods so I can see animals, but I threw the ham in the woods. So anyway, at about, it was about, I don't know, 2 o'clock in the morning or so, I look out and I see this thing walk by toward where I threw the ham. And Stan, it was a mountain lion. Now, nobody believed me. Yeah, nobody believed me. I was like, you guys, I saw a mountain lion last night. And they're like, no way, blah, blah, blah. So get this. A week after that, a mountain lion was killed on a highway in Connecticut about an hour and a half from here. And apparently mountain lions can go up to 200 miles a day. So I was like, oh, my God, that might have been the mountain lion I saw. Who knows? But, oh, I think they're definitely around. I mean, I think when people say that they're not in this part of the country, then, I mean, they're wrong. I just really think that they are around here, you know. So that was really a
cool
thing.
There's plenty of woods. Yeah, there's plenty of places for them to hide. You get up in New York State, there's some big woods. And of course, Maine and, out anywhere. Anywhere that's big woods, there's a lot of bobcats, too, you know, around.
Yeah.
You don't see them. A lot of the cats are very nocturnal, so you're not going to see them too much anyway, even if they were around. We see a lot of bears. The bears are all over here. The bears come trouncing into town, you know. They'll knock over your garbage cans. So the bears are very, especially when they're on the feed, the bears will come every night to your house if you start that. I don't recommend anybody feeding animals like that.
Right.
In heavy winter snows, you maybe can help the deer out a little bit or, you know, with some corn cobs or things like that. They put salt licks out for them sometimes. Try to feed the deer a little bit. It might help them, but I don't recommend people feeding bears because the bears can do a lot of damage if they start coming around your property.
Yeah, yeah. So you're getting a message in the chat room from California Living, who's saying that she wanted to. Do you know who that is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My
saying. Yeah. I thought she was going to call in for a reading, but she didn't. So.
Cal's a he.
Oh, he. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah.
But you guys, call in for a reading. The number to call in is 646. No, I'm sorry. No, it's not. It's 818-369-0327. And Stan will give you one of his very special animal card readings. So we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, hopefully we're going to have some callers and do some readings, or else you're just going to have to give me a reading, Stan.
I will do that. Okay.
Okay, we'll be back in a second, you guys.
Visit purpleplates.com today. For over 40 years, the Purple Energy Plates have been delivering amazing results for their many customers. Inspired by the great genius Nikola Tesla, the harmony, healing, and energetic effects of the plates have proven over and over to be beneficial and often miraculous to thousands of customers. With their money-back guarantee and the many benefits, how can you afford not to get one? Check their site for daily specials and choose from their many energy products. You won't be sorry. Visit them today at purpleplates.com for mind, body, and spirit. And expect a miracle.
And that was Mona Garcia, Eva's Love. And I recommend anyone going to purchase Mona's Personal Journey CD. I think you can get it at Amazon. I think that's where I got it from. But it's just a beautiful, beautiful collection. Okay, so we actually do have a caller. I'm going to take the caller.
Yay.
And we'll see. Hello. Hello there.
Hello.
Hey, Christy, how are you?
All right. I didn't hear unmuted.
Oh.
I'm so used to hearing unmuted, muted.
Well, Christy, so you are unmuted, so.
I am unmuted. Well, thank you for telling me.
How are you doing, Christy?
Oh, I'm okay? It's Friday night. Friday night is the best day of the week because I know that I have two whole days that I can do whatever I want to do.
Yes, that's a real, it is a good day. Friday is a good day. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
So Stan is excited to give you a reading. And
Good.
So Stan, does the person have to ask you a question or do you just pull the cards?
No, they don't have to have a question. They can have a question in mind. You know, if Chrissy has a question in mind, she could think about it and the animals would answer that question. What I do ask is that you just let me know when to stop shuffling the cards. That way you're actually picking your cards. So I'm shuffling.
Stop.
Okay. I'll pull three cards for you, Christy. First one I got is a Roadrunner. I'm shuffling again for you.
Okay, stop.
I don't know if you guys can hear the shuffling. Another bird, a peacock. One more. Mm-hmm.
Okay, stop.
All right, let's see what we get. And a unicorn in the center. I'll put the unicorn. Okay, very good. You got the two birds on the outside and the unicorn right in the center. That's pretty cool. First of all, this Roadrunner is telling me that, Christy, sometimes you take things a little too seriously. You have to, I don't know much about your personal life, but I think things are grabbing you and they're not letting go, and then you won't let go of them. So if you take things too seriously and always get tangled up with your worries and your troubles and everything. He's saying that you got to have a little bit more fun. You remember the cartoons with the Roadrunner and go around beep, 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 and that Wile E. Coyote would be chasing them and all that stuff, and they would have so much fun?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what he wants you to do. He wants you to get out there and have a little bit more fun in life, start enjoying life more. There's a lot more to life. Maybe get out in nature a little bit more. There's a lot more to life than just the internet. Not that I'm saying you don't have a life, but you want you to have a little bit more fun in life. Okay?
Okay.
Any questions with him?
No. Uh-uh.
Yeah, just run around a little bit and do that beep beep like he does next time you're in public, and next time you go to the mall, every once in a while when you're walking through the mall, go beep beep and see what people do.
Hopefully I'll get a good laugh out of people.
Yeah, you know, that mob dancers, when that mob group comes around, you'll be just like that. They'll all be looking at you going around going beep beep. So anyway, you can have a little fun that way. Just enjoy yourself a little bit more.
Okay.
I think these two cards are almost pointing to the same thing. The peacock is telling you to stand out and be noticed a little bit more, too. You know, he's saying it might be time to go out and get a couple new outfits, you know, go out and get your hair redone or change the color or something like that. Buy something new for yourself if you have a chance. Think of yourself a little bit and spruce up life a little bit. They're very, very similar in what they're asking. One's on a little bit more fun side. The other one's a little bit more serious side. But they're both pointing to you to get out there and live your life a little bit more, with a little bit more spice, maybe, than what you've been doing lately. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Spice it up a little bit. My unicorn in the center is very important, and he's telling me that you have such a creative spirit. Do you do any crafts or anything like that?
Not yet.
Not yet. What about
painting,
music, poetry, anything like that?
No, I listen to a lot of music, but I don't play any musical instruments or anything. I definitely don't sing.
Well, okay, but he wants you to start being a little more creative, and it might connect with the other two cards, too. You know, get yourself a hobby that you like and start making something, crafts. Maybe you could, you know, sell it at a craft show. You could meet some new people that way. You can get out there with groups a little bit more. He's telling you that you have this hidden talent. And he's always using his imagination, using his creativity to bring things out. And he's saying that you should do a little bit more of that too. Use that expression that you have, that great artistic expression. It's in there. It's on, I think it's with you. It might almost be like a hidden talent. There's something that's calling to you. You just got to figure out what it is and get out there and start doing it.
What do you think that could be?
Okay, there's one thing that I have thought about in the creative side, which I've tried painting, and I still paint like a little kid, but that's okay. And that is I've always been interested in pottery making.
Making pottery.
Yeah. And there's a local woman that she did a couple of years ago have a class, and I was thinking about checking into one night. She still does the classes.
Right. I was just thinking the same thing, that there's got to be some kind of even an art class, a pottery making class. That would be fun for you to do too. And I think with a little practice and little imagination that you can use, that you'll start enjoying it. And remember, anything you do artistically, you're not doing it for other people. You're doing it for yourself. You know, sometimes people start doing things like that, and they'll say, geez, this pot. No, who wants to buy this pot? You know, who wants to buy this piece of artwork? And you're not doing it for them, though. You're doing it for yourself. You're doing it yourself. You want to use your imagination and your talent, and things take time. You know, the more you do it, the better you'll get. And I would go and take them lessons. I would look for a place like that and do lessons. But there's a lot you can do. I used to tie flies. I used to tie flies for trout fishing. And I sort of got out of it, but I should really get back into that again, you know, too, because it's a art form. It's a little talent that you have to have when you're doing it. And it's a lot of fun. So when you create something and you can see it, it gives you this good feeling, and that's what you should have.
Yeah. I agree. I think you should definitely look into that, Christy, the pottery class, you know?
The pottery, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, that might be something that I might be able to try to get a hold of my creative side, because I'm more analytical than creative. And it's funny that you say, not funny, ha-ha, that the unicorn was saying that I have a hidden talent. I had an aunt that had a hidden talent. She went to a painting class with a friend of hers, and the teacher ended up saying, you might want to take this class because you definitely have the eye for painting. And she was probably a little bit older than I was before she discovered she had this talent. So, you know, you're never too old to try something out.
No, age has nothing to do with it at all. You could start something new any day of your life. You know what I'm saying? You could go start spiritual classes, even anything you want to do any day of your life. Just get out there and do it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I also think that when you do any kind of art, that is really soul healing. And that's why I think it's so important that, you know, the people that write or paint or sculpt, that they, you know, I mean, you need that. You need to make time in your life for that kind of activity, because it just feeds your soul.
it's very relaxing too. I think once you start doing it, you know, learn a little bit and then start doing it. And plus, it gives you a little accomplishment. You feel good about yourself when you can do things like that.
Yeah.
Mhm. So, if you have any questions, do you have any questions on these three? Because I could pull a shaman card for you too.
No, I don't have any questions. Go for the fourth card. I'm open.
Okay, let's see what we get as your little inspirational message. Lots of times these will match up sort of with the other cards that I pull. So let's see what we get for you. I'll just grab one here. Okay. I thought for a second you had a pot plant there, but it's mint. My eyes were deceiving me a little bit. You got the mint card here. And I will tell you what mint has to say for you. Mint is a masculine plant. See that? He's saying, I am mint. I am your breath of fresh air. My fragrance stimulates and intensifies your sensual nature. My powerful bouquet purifies thought and soothes the nerves. Your energies are enhanced, and your creative strengths increased by the correct use of my properties. I will protect your path and your resources. I am purification to your entire being. I am your energy. I am your strength. I am mint. But I like that. See, the creative part came right in there with that card.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
It sure did. Yeah, and I do love mint. Anything peppermint, I'm happy.
Yeah, I have mint in my garden. The only thing you have to do is it sort of gets away on you at times when you have a mint plant. It just keeps going, you know, and so you have to keep it under control if you do have any kind of mint in your yard. But it's great. You can, you know, use it for a lot of different things.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty clear. Yeah, it's pretty clear, Christy, that you need to pick up your creative side, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
And at the same time, by doing that, you'll start having a little bit more fun with it, I think, too, and change things around for the way you're going and just have a little bit more fun, like the Roadrunner wants you to do. So there you go.
Yes, thanks, Stan and Corrine.
Oh, you're welcome, Chris. Okay, now, you got to say goodbye by saying beep, beep.
There you go.
All right.
When you call into Chris's show later today, you just got to go beep, beep, and we'll know that you're on the right path.
Okay, we'll do that. My new saying, beep, beep.
Thanks,
beep, beep.
Christy.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye. Okay, and we have a couple more callers. And the next one we're going to take is area code 201. Hello, 201.
Hi, Stan. Guess who?
Guess who? Who is this?
Stan, it's a Jersey girl.
A Jersey girl? Which Jersey girl? There's so many Jersey girls out there. Does this Jersey girl like... let me see. What is she like? Does she like to walk in the woods in the morning?
No.
No, she doesn't.
I'll tell you.
Like
I don't want
to.
How about I'll say one thing and you'll know right away.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Stan, did you get your cookies yet?
No, I didn't. That's the Jersey girl I was going to say. She likes Bruce Springsteen.
How are you?
I'm fine. I haven't seen you for a while and talked to you, so I hope you're doing well. This is the Italian Jersey girl.
Is there any
correct?
Other kind?
That's why I said she likes Bruce Springsteen.
So,
There's so many Jersey girls. What do you want me to do, Breezy? I can't help it. Breezy is busting me in the chat room there. So, Maria, how are you doing?
I am doing well.
Good.
I'm being very positive.
You're being very positive. Well, that's good. Let's pull some cards for you, okay?
Okay. That would be great.
Tell me when to stop shuffling.
Okay.
I got a panda bear for you to start off with. Love those pandas. Let's pull two more. Keep going.
Okay.
Walrus. All right. I see your big tusk staring at me there. One more.
Okay.
All right. I got a shark for you right in the center, a Jersey shark.
Oh.
That's very good, though. Okay, let's go over these a little bit. Maria, first of all, you meditate, correct? Do you meditate, Maria?
Oh, I didn't hear what you said because it just went out.
It cut out on you?
Yeah.
I said, do you meditate?
Probably not as much as I should.
Okay, well, Panda wants you to start. He's doing it more often, but he wants you to make yourself a special place in your house or in your garden in the summer. I know you have a nice garden. You can make this special place for yourself and try and meditate there every day for a couple minutes at least.
Okay.
You know, if you can make almost like a little altar there if you want and put some things you like. You could burn some sage or light some incense there that you like. Listen to some soft music and just relax for a couple of minutes a day. He wants you to do that. He wants you to have a special place.
Okay.
To set it up in your house somewhere, okay?
I can do that.
And think of him when you're doing it. Think of Panda.
Okay.
And you'll start seeing things. Pandas are mostly black and white. And what you'll start seeing things when you're meditating, you'll see things that are not only black and white. You'll see things that are out there a little bit more, let's say. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, the walrus on the other side is telling me that there's going to be some kind of signs or omens coming your way. He's sitting on this big rock, and he's waiting. And he's sitting on the coastline, and he's waiting and waiting, but he's saying you've got to be vigilant. He's saying there's omens and signs coming for you, but you're missing them. Like maybe your relatives that have passed over or your guides are trying to show you things, and you're just missing these signs and these omens, and they'll help you. They're trying to send you little teasers, little things to get you inspired. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to help you out and lead you in the right direction. But you're missing these things that they're sending you. So you got to pay more attention, okay?
Okay. I've been asking for signs, too.
I'm sorry?
I've been asking for signs.
You've been asking for signs. Okay, yeah, but okay. I think if you meditated more, you'll start picking up some of these signs during meditation, too. But they come in different ways. I mean,
okay.
you could see a bus going down the street with a name of a product on, and that product will remind you of somebody that's passed over. And then you'll know that sign came from that person. So you get things in various ways. You'll see a commercial on TV or somebody will call you with a wrong number and it'll be the name of the person that passed. So they're trying to get in touch with you. You just got to be a little bit more open to receiving this information, and you can't really strain at it too hard. You just got to open yourself up, open up that third eye and let see things.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But the meditation will help.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, that shark in the center is very important. There's a lot of sharks off the coast of Jersey out there. And he's saying to me that you have to trust your instincts a little bit more. Sometimes, maybe in the past, people have done you wrong, like any of us. You know, people maybe that we trusted that we shouldn't have. But you've got to trust your instinct, because down deep, the shark lives by his instincts. He's been around forever and ever. He's so old. And he stays around because he trusts his instincts. He can use his sense of smell to find food. He knows how to evade danger lots of times. And he's been there forever. You know, he knows where he's going. He understands his life, and he trusts himself. And that's what you have to do, too. You have to trust them deep down instincts that you do have. If something is telling you it's not good for you, it's not good for you. If something is saying, go ahead, take a chance, do that. Enjoy that person to be with or whatever. Take that chance, okay?
Okay.
Understand what the shark is telling you. He's very, very emotional, and he's very gut-wrenching at times. It's almost like primal. It's almost what you call that primal instincts. All right?
Okay.
Any questions on any of those three?
Nope. No questions.
You sure? No questions.
Yeah, pretty much what's been going on, and a couple of things have been happening, and I didn't know what direction to take, so you're right. I question myself a lot, and I should just go with the gut.
Go with the gut. Yeah, you know what direction to take. You know what I'm saying? You might say you don't know what direction to take, but down deep you do know what direction to take.
Okay, so let me ask you this. If you felt that you should go down a certain road, because this is what happened this past few weeks, I felt the pull to go to a certain place, and I attempted to get there already a few times, and something has always stopped me. The weather, I mean, the snow, you know, let's face it. I mean, that's, you know, if we can't help the weather. But
yeah.
three times I attempted to get to this place that I think is going to help me, and I wasn't able to get there.
Hmm.
Now I'm going
to... Okay,
maybe
your timing wasn't right. Maybe, you know, everything happens at the right time or the time that's waiting for you. Maybe you're supposed to go there, and maybe your gut's telling you to go there, and you keep trying, but maybe the timing wasn't right. Maybe if we got there at that time, you might be disappointed.
All
you know
right.
what I'm saying?
Like this.
It all has to do with your timing, too. Things will come when they're supposed to come. If we try and rush things sometimes or fight that weather to get there, it won't work. You're better off, you know, if your gut instinct told you to turn around and come home, that's where you're supposed to be. Maybe you're not supposed to go there if your gut keeps telling you things happening, you know? But maybe the timing isn't right.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Are you ready for your shaman part?
Sure.
Okay. Your life has a lot to do with timing.
I know. Timing's everything.
Yeah. You know, we can go down this path every day of the week. And if it's not the right day for you to get to that sale in that store, you know, you can go to that store every day. But the things you want might be on sale a certain day, if I can use that as an example. So otherwise you'd miss out on it, you know, if you didn't go there that day. Okay, what is this? You got another plant. This must be my plant deck. You got bearberry. Bearberry. Oh, that's interesting. Bearberry. Let's see what bearberry is. I don't remember ever reading that card, but it's here. Okay, Bearberry is a feminine card, so it's a feminine bear. And she's saying, I am Bearberry. I am the smoke of communication. Carefully mix your metaphysical and spiritual qualities. The relief that you feel through the blending of your ideas is like the smoking mixture the Indians use in their pipe ceremonies. This is the time for the releases of stored up anger, rage, pain, and stress. Do not focus too much on the self. Enjoy friendly gatherings. So there you go. It's a smoke of communications. Maybe you just have to communicate a little bit more with wherever you're going, too.
Okay. That sounds pretty much what's going on, Stan. Very good.
Yeah. It's almost like there's a mixture. You know, every time I hear the pipe and the smoke and all that, it's a mixture of things. And it's a combination of things that are leading you on that path. But that's what Bearberry has to say. So that's kind of interesting.
It is, yeah.
You got to release that pain and anger and all that stuff, too. So there you go.
Yeah. Okay. I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
There you go, Maria. Send them cookies.
Yeah.
All right,
you're ready to send cookies.
I will. Thank you so much.
She's so funny, you know. Bust her about this. Maria, right before Christmas, she said, Stan, what's your address? And I sent her my address.
You're going to make me feel bad, right?
And well, why not? You know, and of course, I'm thinking, Maria's going to send me them long-lost cookies, finally.
Finally, right?
You know, Corrine, I didn't get them. My heart was broken. But anyway. So,
come on,
I'm sorry.
Stan.
I didn't mean to make you feel bad. No, I'll
Maria,
get them next time.
You can still make a batch of cookies and send them now.
Hey.
He's going
right.
to get them
anytime.
Someday. He'll be
She'll
surprised.
Deliver them, probably. She'll deliver them in person, and that'll be a good batch of cookies.
I'm not going to tell him. I'm not going to tell him when.
Okay.
Well, thank you for
I
calling.
I told you we'd have
Maria.
Fun here, right?
Yeah. Thanks for
right,
calling,
Christy,
Maria.
Cookies are good. See? Christy said cookies are good. We know that. We know that. Cookies for a reading. Freaking. I'm like the... the girl says, you know what I did? I was out in Arizona a couple of weeks ago, and I was up in Sedona, and what did I buy? I bought Girl Scout cookies. We stopped at this little market there, and the girls outside were selling Girl Scout cookies, so I bought a couple boxes. And on the plane coming back from Phoenix, I was handing out Girl Scout cookies to all fellow passengers on the plane, so I got to be very popular, you know, because everybody was starving, I think.
Everybody likes cookies.
Yeah. So it was fun.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you so much
for calling.
And thank you, Stan. Thank you.
Thank you both so much.
You take
care.
You're
welcome.
Talk to you soon.
Okay. You too, Maria.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. And we have area code 570. Hello,
great.
570.
Hey, Stan, how are you? It's Marianne.
Marianne. Marianne takes spiritual classes in the same group that I do. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. And I thought, well, what the heck, I'll call in because it was like a last-second thing.
Well, there you go.
Broadway
I appreciate
show.
It. Yeah, I was talking to her earlier today, and I mentioned the show to her, and I'm glad you made it. So that's terrific.
I am, too.
Yeah. Are you ready for some cards?
I sure am.
Okay, just tell me what to stop shuffling.
Okay, stop.
All right, I've got the zebra for you. Let's pull three. Give me two more.
Stop.
The meerkat. Okay.
Mm.
One more.
stop.
Mm-hmm. And the cheetah, one of my favorite cats. Oops, there goes the cards.
Oh, God, where'd they go?
Oh, they just tipped over here. I got them straightened out. Oh, your three didn't move. The other rest of the deck split up. Okay, let's talk about these a little bit. The zebra's telling me that you have some fears. And what he's saying that when you're with a herd, I know you go to the same classes that I do up at Glorious,
mm-hmm.
but
yep.
when you're with the herd, you lose that fear with like-minded people around you, with people that are thinking maybe the same as you a little bit. It's
mm-hmm.
just like that big herd of zebra running through the plains out there in Africa. They have no fear, or they less fear, let's put it that way, when they're in the group. But when they're out by themselves, you know, they're more cautious. They're looking around by themselves and feeling strange. They're feeling things that are bothering them more. And I think you belong in with a group setting for now. You know, this group setting is helping you. And you lose your fear when you're in that group setting. Could that be true?
We just lost her. I don't know what happened.
Her call dropped.
She'll call back, hopefully.
Oh. Hopefully.
Yeah, because that sounded interesting.
Yeah,
we'll see if she calls back in.
Okay.
Hopefully
she does.
Right. So it's so interesting what each animal means. Like you were saying that the cheetah. Oh, you wait. Here she is. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me see. Marianne.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's okay. Did you hear what I was saying about the zebra?
Yes.
Okay, and that the group, you lose your fear when you're in the group, and you feel protected. You feel protected with that group setting. And is that true with you?
Yes, actually the whole fear thing is very true, yes.
Okay, yeah. All right. That's what the zebra is telling me. And also, a little bit more with the zebra before I leave him. He's saying that he's also black and white, but actually there's a lot of zebras that are brown and white. So, you know, you can't really tell from that far. They look black and white, but if you look at their skin very closely, they're brown and white, some of them. But he wants you to see things that just aren't black and white. Like, you know, when you pick up the newspaper and you read the newspaper, you don't have to believe everything you read.
Right.
You don't have
okay.
to, when you're watching something on TV and the newscaster comes on there, you don't have to agree with them every time. You don't have to believe everything they're trying to tell you or somebody on the Internet. Same thing. You have to use your own senses, your own ideas. See things with that third eye. You know, you start seeing things with different color. Use that imagination. Start seeing things a little bit more openly. Just don't
okay.
see things in black and white. Okay, that's the other part
okay.
of it. But the group thing, losing that fear, is very prominent with him. The meerkat sort of follows the same trend, but the meerkat is talking more about a trusted group of like-minded friends. But it's mostly like family group. You know. They watch out for each other. You know, you ever see the meerkat families, maybe on TV, there is that meerkat show, but I know they have them down in Disney World. They have a colony of them or whatever they call that
uh-huh.
group.
Yeah.
And they watch out for one another. There's always somebody standing guard. There's always someone taking care of the little ones, you know. They're
right.
helping each other out. And that's what this meerkat is telling you. Both these cards are sort of with the group and family, like-minded people. They're all connected. They're all helping you out. Okay?
Okay. Uh-huh. And it's funny.
Go on, I'm sorry.
You pulled You've pulled a meerkat for me before, too.
Wow.
Oh, up at the center? Oh, when I did quartz for you? Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes I do readings there when Gloria has more like an open house and we're allowed to take our own little specialty there and help her out a little bit. And I do take the cards up there sometimes. But that's interesting that it came up again, though. Our Chita in the center here is all about setting intentions and staying focused. You should have a goal set in life. Not just one goal. You know, a goal in mind for what you want to do. And the Chita is there watching and lurking and waiting. And he's very focused. He's focused on probably his dinner, but he's focused on what he wants. And you have to do the same thing. You have to stay focused. And once you see your goal, you'll see a goal or you have a goal in mind, you shouldn't hesitate. Once that goal is shown to you, you got to run fast. Like that cheetah does. Cheetah's very fast. And pounce on that goal. You got to sort of attack that goal. Get out there and grab it. Because if you don't want to let it get away. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You want to achieve your goals and grab it. You can't say, oh, I'll do that tomorrow. You know?
Right.
Or I'll get to that next week. Because that goal will be gone by that time. It'll be in another area. You'll miss out on it. So Cheetah wants you to pounce on it and jump on it and don't hesitate once you see what you want, okay?
Okay.
Any questions on those three cards?
No, it absolutely pertains. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could be terrible at procrastinating.
Well, that's that goal orientation, you know what I mean? But don't hesitate, you know, you know, get out there and grab it. Don't hesitate when you find out what you really want.
Okay.
Okay? All right. I'm going to pull another card for you from our shaman deck. What is this? This is a tree, actually. I'm getting all plants. There's all kinds of things in this deck, and I'm getting plants and trees, you know. But you got the basswood. And basswood is kind of cool, actually. I have one artist that made some art for me with basswood, and it's really a neat wood. It's a feminine wood, and what it says is, I am basswood. I am the false face mask of the Iroquois tobacco ceremony. When you put on the mask, you lose your identity and become whatever the mask represents. You are no longer the person, you are the spirit. The mask also signifies that you might be escaping reality and hiding from the truth. Remove that mask and come face to face with your life. I am the tree spirit. I am protection. There you go. It's all about facing things in life and taking off that mask. So, any thoughts on that one?
No, it's actually, it's very good, and it's funny because you pulled a tree, and I just designed a business card for myself, and I use a tree.
Well, there you go. What kind of tree did you use?
Sassafras.
Oh, that's interesting. But this is the basswood. They do a lot of things with it, art-wise. You know, I don't know if it's easy to work with or what, but I know different artists use basswood. Take off that mask, and I think it has something to do with that goal you're trying to attain too.
Yeah, I'm terrible in what I'll always say, this is what I want to do, but I always think, well, no, I can't do that.
Of course you can.
I think we all think that way at times, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But don't doubt yourself. Get out there and do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, which is what I've been working on, I think, for the past couple of months. So, very good, Steve.
There you go. Thank you very so good. Much for calling in.
No, thank you.
Yeah. You have a great night, okay? Good talking to
Take
you.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks, bye-bye. Marianne. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I think Marianne has a little bit of that Jersey accent, too.
Yeah, definitely. Gee, you know? You're surrounded by the Jersey gals.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have another caller, Stan. And
terrific.
I'm not sure what their name is. Area code 204, hello?
Yes, hello. It's Gabby, Stan.
Gabby.
Gabby.
How are you, Stan? Hi.
Hi, Gabby. I haven't talked to you for a while.
I know. It's so nice to hear you up on, you know, on Blog Talk.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were back. It's so
well,
nice.
Well, I'm just a guest tonight with Corrine, and we're having some fun here. And
I'm
trying to get my shows going, but
mm-hmm.
I'm so lazy with it. You know what I mean? I want everything right when I do it.
Well, that's why you have nice friends who like invite you.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot easier
and accommodate
for me when
you.
Corrine
see,
does
that's
all
nice.
The work.
Yeah.
You know, she's doing all the work.
I know,
and,
that's why. We see. Well, that's wonderful.
So, but I'm procrastinating with that and my taxes, doing the show and getting the taxes. Oh,
well,
phone
the taxes,
ring.
We don't care because the money goes to the government. This
I
is
know,
different.
Really. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
it's
let
nice
me pull some cards for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't mind that beeping in the back. That's my other phone ringing, but I'll let it go.
Okay.
I'm shuffling now for you, so just tell me when to stop. Anytime.
Now.
Okay. Oh, you got the rattlesnake to start off with.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do two more for you, Gabby.
Now.
Okay. Gorilla.
And now.
Okay. The weasel. Okay, that's in the center. All right. Let's talk about these guys a little bit here. First of all, Gabby, that with all snakes, they're telling me two things. One of them is that it's time to shed your skin, that you're going to start something new in your life, that there's a new phase coming into your life. You're shedding the old and you're breaking out and rebirthing, basically, and starting something new. It's fulfilling your purpose, basically. You're just like the old is going away and the new is coming out. That's the one thing with the snake. And also, snakes tend to come up for people that are healers. You might be involved with Reiki or some other kind of healing process that you're doing to help people out. Could either of these be working for you tonight?
Perfect. Like I do homeopathy. So I've been doing that for years since my son got sick. And I'm about to, if all things go well, to move back south where I come from.
Oh,
so
that's
a very big thing after 30 years in Canada to try and go back home. Yeah, so that's perfect.
Yeah, that fits then, that shedding that Canadian skin and going. But where's home for that?
The home is Argentina, and you talk about rattlesnakes.
Argentina.
Where I come from is full of rattlesnakes, and I used to watch them as a kid in rocks in the summer. They would, you know, coil there, and we would see them all the time.
Wow. That's
cool.
Very interesting. Interesting.
Yes,
yeah,
it's
sort
perfect,
of fits,
isn't
then.
It? Absolutely perfect.
Okay. On the other side is the gorilla,
mm-hmm.
and this is the big male silverback gorilla,
uh-huh.
and he's actually telling us about family. He's saying that family's very important to you. And, you know, the gorillas live in a family-type atmosphere. And some family members might have messages for you.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to communicate with you. Now, this might be family members that have passed on, or it might be your family there that's with you now. But they're all connected, you know, and they do want to communicate with you. And even maybe before you make this move, I would talk it over with your family members there. Make sure that everything is agreeable. And also, you know, like I said, the people who have passed over might be giving you messages and helping you out a little bit, guiding you along,
perfect,
making these decisions, you know. But it all comes with family for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's another write-on card, because the reason why I'm moving is my mother passed away in November.
Aww.
And my daughter was living with her, and she stayed there. They were living together. So this is sort of like bringing everybody to be, you know, my four children.
Together.
Now I have one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she, I think she's definitely, you know, connected with me now that she's.
Right. So both your daughter is probably wanting you to be with you more, and also your mother is telling you that
from spirit,
what you should do too. Yeah. So the messages are there. It's all family related with the gorillas. Okay.
Yeah.
That seems to work. Now in the center we have our little weasel friend,
yeah,
and that doesn't mean that you're going to sniff around and cheat people on things. What he's saying to do is pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
What the weasel does is he observes things and he uses all of his senses. He uses his eyes and he uses his ears to listen for things and any kind of physical feelings that he gets, any kind of emotional feelings that he gets. He's saying that there's things happening all around you,
mm-hmm,
that you can pick up these things by using all your senses. And you're like surrounded and you're being bombarded by all these things coming at you. And it doesn't mean that you're not picking them up, but you got to be a little bit more attentive maybe to feel them and hear them. So just use all your senses is what he's saying.
I will. And
like when
animals,
your mom comes through. Yeah.
Yeah.
Say your mom used a certain kind of perfume, maybe, or
you
know,
she did.
Or
so
you might smell her perfume, or maybe a flower that she liked. You might smell that certain flower. That's why that's using your senses. You're going to pick things up using different things.
Oh, sounds wonderful. I am doing that, but I'll be more careful. Yeah.
Well, just be open to it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any questions on those three cards?
No, they're just so perfect. And I'm so glad I called you.
That's good. It was nice to hear from you, too. Let me pull one of the shaman cards for you, and maybe we can add a little bit to this. Oh, okay. This is the big spiritual bird, and you got the eagle. And, of course, he's full of power and full of strength, and he's so very, very spiritual. So let's see what Eagle has to say for you. He's saying, I am Eagle, I am power. If I have flown into your array today, I am here to help you see the big picture and the minute details. I am your third eye vision. I give you courage and focus. Let me share with you my abilities to help you achieve your highest aspirations. Nothing stops me. As I climb close to the sun and the Great Spirit, I see all below me with wide perspective and acute clarity. I see the whole and the detail. My third eye insight gives me inner vision, spiritual power. My innate dance of connection to spirit helps me conquer fear with courage and daring. It energizes and focuses me. I now understand more acutely convergent and divergent thinking. I see the whole picture while bringing one idea into line. I act on it with courage and daring, reaching successful conclusions. I am free. I am freedom. I feel my wide wingspan carry me, hold me. I have abilities to help you accomplish it all. So there you go.
Eagle oh, how system. Wonderful.
Yeah.
That is so
yeah.
wonderful. Oh, how
I
nice.
I told you, Bertie. He's a lot more powerful than the plaids we had. You know, I was glad at least I got one. One of my big birds or an animal in that deck. All the plants were coming out earlier in the trees, which were meant for the people that got them. But this eagle,
yep.
I think he was saving himself for you, for your trip.
Oh, how wonderful. Well,
yeah.
You'll be the first one to know if it all goes well.
Yeah.
Thank you so
Gabby,
much.
Gabby, can I just
yes.
ask you real quick, did your mom like gardenias?
Yes.
Okay. I just thought she did. I don't know why, but
she loved all animals. He loved birds. He was very much into nature, and like we were very connected that way. She
yeah,
taught me that.
No, you
yeah.
seem like a really neat lady, and I bet you got a lot. you took a lot from your mom. You got a lot from your mom. I bet you know.
Yeah, she was. Pretty extraordinary. And although, you know, we had a very complicated relationship when she was here, now I feel that the connection was so amazing. And I wish I had seen it, you know, how we wish we had done things, but I'm so blessed for her
yeah.
to have passed through my life.
Oh,
I realize.
Definitely. Yeah,
yeah,
definitely, Gabby. I know. And it's not easy to, you know, I lost my mom some 6 years ago,
yeah.
And it's not easy, and my thoughts go
oh,
out
no.
to you because it's just...
It's one of
hard.
The biggest, I think, one of the biggest lessons that you could possibly get to lose your mom, you know.
Definitely.
It's incredible. It's incredible. You have to suddenly take ownership of everything. Until
yeah.
she passes away, you know, you always feel like you're someone's daughter. And then when they're gone, it's like, wow, I know what I have to do now.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Well, you're still yeah. someone's daughter, you know, and she's still with you.
Yes,
so.
I know. But, yes, but it's always, you know, it's always a very, very, very illuminating moment, I found, now that I've been able to stop crying, which I still do very often, but, you know.
Yeah.
I will post my website there because I have just completed a portrait of her, so I'd like
oh.
you to see it. And if
yeah.
you would like to
oh,
use
great.
Any of the images on that website, any of you, please do.
Oh, yes,
okay.
definitely.
Did you post
whatever.
It already?
No, I will now because I had to leave.
Oh, okay.
My sons are in the other room and they're very noisy. I have to move away. So I'll post it there, and I'm always thinking of you, Stan. Where every animal I see, you know, I think of your messages. I saw a hawk the other
oh.
day. Every time I see them, I think of you. So welcome back on Blog Talk. I'm so happy you're here.
Oh,
we're
thank
happy
you so much
here.
For calling in.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Gabby.
Thank you, Connie,
so nice.
For having him, Connie.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having him. And so nice to talk to you. Bless you both.
Oh, you too, Gabby. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Nice
okay.
meeting you.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Thank you, Stan. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
What a lovely lady.
She is
wow.
she's very nice. Yeah.
Gee. So, Stan, if someone did want to get a reading from you, where would do they go?
Facebook. I'm under Stan Kestrel on Facebook, and they could just message me, and we can work something out. And I was posting my animal. So I go through stretches of posting an animal message on there each day from a different animal. But then I sort of stop for a while, and then I start up again, you know. It's more like when I get inspiration to start doing it again, you know? But anybody that wants me to pull a couple cards for them or just ask me about a certain animal, just contact me on Facebook. I'm there all the time, every day checking it, basically.
Right. Well, these were, I got to say, these were like really amazing readings that you've done for these people tonight. And I'm so glad that I was able to get you on here and to see what you're all about. Unfortunately, I don't get to get a reading from you tonight, but...
Well, I could pull a quick card for you if you want.
Yeah, we only have 4 minutes, but like one card would be perfect.
Sure, I'll pull a card for you. Let me see what we get here. Oh, okay. I got the Wolverine for you.
Ooh.
And the Wolverine is all about your inner toughness. He's saying to me that you're a lot tougher than what you think you are even, you know, that you can handle almost any situation that comes your way, that you're very strong-willed and that you could just take care of things. And I know you're going through, you know, problems with your dad right now and trying to help him. But things will work out, you know, because you're strong and you have the strength to overcome a lot of difficulty. Even though sometimes you might think that you're not feeling that great or you can't do it, you know, you can work it out. So there you go.
Oh, wow. Okay. The Wolverine, that's a vicious little creature.
He's tough. He's very tough, yeah. You're not vicious, but you're tough, strong.
I can be vicious sometimes.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to see that side of you.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I mean, you know,
we don't want to see that part.
No. Stan, once again, thank you so much for joining me tonight, and I hope to have you back on.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, and hopefully you'll come back one of these nights, you know? And you
sure.
guys check out his Facebook page. I believe it's in the show description, the link for that.
It should be there.
Yeah, I think it's there. I think I put it in there. And you guys have a wonderful night, and remember to love each other and take care of each other. And thank you so much for joining us tonight. And all of you have a great, great night full of miracles. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Okay, Stan. We'll see you guys later.
Living hell of another world.
Step out of the world you see.
You do not respond.
The Supernatural Radio Show. Open up your mind.
We programmed your brain.
The Supernatural Radio Show.
You must learn to obey.
Brought to you by PurplePlates.com for harmony, healing, and living energy products for a greater quality of life. The Supernatural Radio Show.
That was interesting.